Hello, and welcome to The Fat Lip. I am your host, Ash, and it is 2017, and this year is already off to a crazy start. I feel like there's just so much tension in the air right now that it's been difficult to find a way to make this show, because the fat positivity issue feels like so far down on the list of things that we should be worried about right now. But it still must advance, so here we are. And I had another episode that I was planning for this week, but it turned out to be a lot bigger than I expected. There was a lot more to say than I expected, and it just wasn't ready for this week. So I'm going to attempt to get that out early next week. So today's episode is just going to be a short one, but hopefully next week we'll have a bigger one for you. And it is a big topic. I hope you are ready. But first I want to say happy birthday to Sarah Kay. Allison told me that it was your birthday, Sarah, and I just wanted to say happy birthday. And thank you for your support and for the nice things that you've said about the show that I've heard. So I hope that this is a great year for you. Okay, today's show. So earlier this month, I had been thinking about doing a resolutions episode. And I think the concept of a New Year's resolution is rough on a lot of fat people. You know, the world expects fat people to make a pledge to lose weight in January. And then the world is already making bets about how we'll abandon that pledge and our gym memberships by February. And it's just not a very fat-friendly time of year. So a lot of fat people reject the idea of resolutions outright. And I think that's a good decision for the most part. I think weight loss goals are destructive, and we know that they're doomed to fail anyway. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, rejecting the whole resolutions thing. But for me personally, I do like to set some goals in the new year, even though, you know, a new year doesn't really mean anything. But it helps me to have big goals in mind as a year goes on. So I feel like I'm going in the right direction, you know. So instead of weight-related resolutions, I thought that we should talk about some fat-positive goals for the year. Ways that we can advance the cause of fat positivity and keep working towards making life better for fat people. So these are just things that I'm going to do this year. So the first thing I'm going to do is ditch health as any kind of measurement of worth once and for all. Health is totally subjective. It's completely ambiguous. And what's healthy for me isn't the same as what's healthy for you. And our feelings about our own health are totally shaped by our culture. We all hold ourselves up to some weird invisible yardstick to determine how healthy we are. Or our doctor does that for us. But we have to keep in mind that we are not more or less worthy people based on how healthy or unhealthy these weird standards decide that we are. Like, healthy is not good. Unhealthy is not bad. Nobody gets to make a moral judgment like that. So we can't berate ourselves for being unhealthy when unhealthy doesn't really have a definition. Does that make sense? And also, even if you do feel personally that you're not healthy, or if your doctor says you're not healthy, that doesn't make you less worthy of love or respect or social inclusion. Unhealthy people get to have all those things too. So I'm not going to let my health determine my worth. I'm not going to compare my health to anyone else's this year. And hopefully that's going to work out better for me. So I hope that you consider joining me in that. The next thing I'm going to do this year is work on elbowing my way into the fat positive conversation in ways that I haven't done yet. I think that if you spend any time at all on Instagram or Tumblr, you notice that most of the fat pos influencers are pretty white girls who are, you know, under a size 24, who have a lot of clothes and wear makeup. And you know, I fit into some of those things. And I'm in no way saying that people that fit these demographics don't deserve to have Instagram followings. But I also think that, you know, it shouldn't be compulsory. There's a whole world of fat women out there who aren't getting 5,000 likes on their selfies that we need to make room for. And I'm talking about women of color and women who are above a size 26 or above a size 36 and women who don't have extensive wardrobes or the budgets to curate those wardrobes. And like photos of women who are not standing with their hands on their hips with one foot in front of the other, you know, in that flattering fashion pose. In fact, it's actually okay to post a photo of you seated once in a while. I was talking about this with a friend recently, and she was saying that her fat friends who are on Instagram prefer not to post photos of them seated because they said that they just look like big blobs. And like, that's fine. Like, you're allowed to look like a blob if that's what you look like when you're seated. Like, it's fine to be a blob. You don't always have to be in a flattering pose. And I think that even a lot of smaller women are reluctant to be photographed sitting down because they look fatter than they are. And that's one of the things we're supposed to be fighting against. So I say lean in, look like a blob. I will be a blob too. We can start the hashtag blobs of Instagram. Man, I hope that isn't taken. I have to look. Okay, I took a moment and I checked, and blobs of Instagram is already being used. But it's all adorable fat animals. And I can't think of anyone I'd like to share internet space with more than fat animals. So I'm going to start taking a lot of seated selfies and posting them with the hashtag blobs of Instagram. Let's all be blobs of Instagram together. Because it's okay to look as fat as you are. And you don't have to stand up and push your waist in with your fists and cross your ankles and wear pretty clothes every day to have likes and comments on your Instagram photos. You don't have to make yourself look narrower. Post your wide seated ass photos. Just hashtag and blobs of Instagram and I'll be there too. And so what I want to do this year is spend my social media time liking and commenting and supporting fat women who don't fit this cookie cutter of the Instagram celebrity, and celebrating our differences and celebrating casual fatness, because thin people get to wear sweatpants and have their hair in buns and not wear makeup and still get tons of likes. And so fat women can too. We don't always have to be all put together to get social media attention. So this year, I want to put my social media support behind fat women who don't always get that much attention. And the last thing I want to focus on this year and really suggest to everyone is that I and we resolve to do what we want with our bodies and to support everyone else's right to do the same. If you want to put holes in your face, do that. If you want to eat ice cream for breakfast every day, do it. Have a good time. Because no one gets to tell you how to treat your body. So don't let them try. And I want you to work really hard this year, and I'm going to work really hard this year to not tell other people what to do with their bodies. Because your body is the one thing in this life that only belongs to you. And if you want to bruise it up or paint it or take it skydiving, you can do that. And we should be celebrating your ability to do what you want with your body. And the most important thing to keep in mind here when we talk about body autonomy is that it extends to everything, including things that people do to their bodies that make you uncomfortable or that you feel aren't good for them, because it's not your decision. If it's not your body, it's not your business. End of discussion. So those are just a few things you can do this year. And these are low effort things, and it might not seem like they're going to have much impact, but I feel like if we all resolve to do this kind of stuff, that fat people are going to be in a better position. Fat positivity is going to be in a better position in December than it is today. It's little changes like this that shift culture. So that's what I want to do. And so I hope you join me. I want to mention, I didn't mention this before it happened because I was really nervous about it, because I'm not usually on this side of things, but I did a radio interview about the fat lip for Harry Minot's show on WPKN in Connecticut on Wednesday afternoon. And it went pretty well. I was one of a handful of fat activists that included Substantia Jones of the Adipositivity Project, and it went pretty well. I was, as I said, super nervous before it happened, but I think I did okay. So there is an archived copy of that show on the WPKN website. I'm going to include the link so you can listen to it if you're interested. And it wasn't so bad. So if you feel like listening, do tell me what you thought. Yeah, it was fun. And as always, I need to thank Star Crusher for the music that you heard on today's show and the music you're hearing right now. I can't talk today. So thank you, Star Crusher. If you want to hear more, go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com. And our Patreon patron of the day is Chris S. Thank you so much, Chris, for your support. And as I said, we will be back early next week with a new episode. And so I hope you return. And it will be longer and way more in depth. So I hope to see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.